Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
The Bob Cordaro Show Podcast.
I'm going into a sugar coma here. But great good morning, everyone. My Bicardo Jewelers watch says it's 10:06 a.m. and change here in the great Northeast. This beautiful but rainy Thursday, October 30th, 2025. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he. And it's a big day to fight for America, defend our values, and with the help of our man, John Basiliga and Basiliga Hospitality, to honor the brave who have made us and kept us free. People like the veterans we salute today and celebrate thanks to John, like Francis, Ponce, Cerace, Mayfield, Andy Simonick, Scott Township, and Richard Andruzzi, Tresgow. So with history, our great founding fathers, and the incomparable Constitution of the United States of America as our guides, let us continue today's battle. Gaveling back to order, this meeting of the Club for Common Sense, and promising you that for the balance of this morning, our commitment to common sense will provide a sanctuary of sanity for all of you. In a world where, man, the entire Democrat Party, well, not the entire, the leadership of the Democrat Party and the establishment and the global elite have gone insane in their own self-interest. So, an embarrassment of riches. Angela Bassani, the president and CEO of United Way of Lackawanna and Wayne in Pike Counties, and Dylan Colarossi-Lucas, the campaign chair for their fundraising efforts and the great event they're having. I won't be able to attend it because it's 7:30 to 10:30 every day. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, next week. Inside the old Guild building, which is the corner of Wyoming and Mulberry Street. And they do. They have great parking. And this Bailey's is an outstanding place and run by Larry Nicholas, who you know from Constantino's. So, top shelf. And the firemen, the ambulance guys, the EAMTs, and the cops are going to be there trying to outdo each other. Great. That's a great idea. Great event. Well, what we do here each week, it's pretty great as well. And we missed them the last 2 weeks. So I don't have the DTs because I've had no weekend warrior for a couple weeks, but he is back bigger and better than ever. Our man, Sid Hallinan. How are you, Sid?
Good, Bobby. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. Well, good to have you back. We missed you. The college and the college game in particular, I don't know what to predict anymore.
No, Bob, it's changing week to week. Again, the portal changed a lot. The NIL money changed a lot. College football this year is more balanced than it's ever been from 1 to 15. It's going to be interesting going down the stretch. But, yeah, it has changed, and it's you don't know what you to make of it week after week. You're 100% correct.
Man. All right. What do you see in terms of college this weekend? What games are you looking at?
There's only one game I'm really interested in, Bob, and that's Vanderbilt at Texas. Vandy is the flavor of the month right now. It's great to see a team that's really never been in the top 10. It's been since back in the early 60s was the last time they were ranked in the top 10. They got a great quarterback in Diego Pava, who right now I would make him odds on favorite to win the Heisman Trophy.
Really?
And yes, he's great to watch. He really is an exciting player.
And by the way, Sid, isn't it great that somebody comes out of nowhere like Vanderbilt? I mean, a storied program, no doubt, but they've never been big winners, and they come out of nowhere in the midst of the transfer portal and NIL debacle in NCAA.
Yep. Yeah, it's true, Bob, because they were always the doormat of the SEC.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been a long time since they've had a team this successful. But they're getting 2.5 points at Texas, who I think is the biggest disappointment of the year. Why they were ever ranked number one at the beginning of the year, I can't figure that out. But I'll take Vandy plus the 2.5 to continue their winning streak and maybe climb farther up the ratings, depending on who in front of them, if anybody gets beat. So.
Wow.
We'll go from there.
All right, so that's your college game that you're looking at. Let's go to Sunday. Let's go to the pros Sunday, Monday.
Sunday. I love Detroit minus 8 over Minnesota. Minnesota right now is playing without a quarterback. McCarthy, who knows when he's coming back. Carson Wentz is out. Detroit's cooking on all cylinders offensively. They're starting to get a little bit more healthier on defense, and I'll take Detroit minus 8 against Minnesota.
Okay, what else you got?
Okay, the other one will be my upset deal of the day, Houston versus Denver. Denver's in a little bit of a winning streak. Houston is a lot better than the 2-5 record shows. I'm going to take Houston at home, and they're a home underdog. They're a 1.5-point underdog against Denver. I'm going to take Houston over Denver.
Wow. Okay. What else we got? What else?
The other one is Indianapolis. Again, the hottest team in the league right now, Daniel Jones. Jonathan Taylor might be on his way to being the first running back to win the MVP and award in a long, long time. They're -3 at Pittsburgh. The Steelers are the Steelers right now, and there's a problem defensively for them. If you watched the game last Sunday night, they had a very difficult time stopping anybody this year. So I'm going to take Indy to continue their winning streak over Pittsburgh.
What are they giving or getting, Indiana?
Oh, I'm sorry. Indy is -3. Okay. They're a 3-point favorite.
All right.
And then the big game on Sunday night with Kansas City versus Buffalo. I've been burned enough times by Buffalo against Kansas City. Yeah, believe me. I'm going the other way this time. I'm going to take Kansas City, who's 1.5 favorite at Buffalo. I think Mahomes rips apart that Buffalo defense. They won last week, but you know, the teams that they played lately haven't really been that good offensively, and they're giving them quite a few points. So I'll take Kansas City, who seems entirely healthy right now, and Mahomes is having a great year.
I was actually going to ask you about Kansas City. When I saw, I didn't watch them, but I saw what they did last week. I said, "Man, they are firing on all cylinders." It's the old KC.
Yeah, it's the OKC in a conference that the NFC, I think, is stronger. They're at full strength right now, and that's bad news for everybody else. And what else can we say about Mahomes? They said once before, we're staring greatness in the face.
He's a winner.
He's a winner, and I think we start to take it for granted. But I'm going to go with KC -1.5 against Buffalo.
Okay, and is that any other picks?
No, that's it for the week, Bob.
All right. How was your record? When you weren't with us the last couple of weeks, did you have games? How are you doing?
I was undefeated, Bob.
He's intrepid and always honest when he's defeated.
Well, I'll tell you what. The one thing I wanted to bring up if I was on last week, I love the Toronto Blue Jays at the beginning of this World Series, so I'm one one game away from having that come true. So,
and that's a surprise. Yeah. I had forgotten. I was sort of L.A. because I lived there, and then somebody brought up, and I'm not to bring politics in, all the crazy nonsense that the L.A. Dodgers promote, and I said, nah, I can't go for them. I'm done.
No, you can't. But here's a great stat for you. They have 24 base hits since the last game against Milwaukee with two strikes. Mm. That's winning baseball. 24 wow. run scoring hits with two strikes.
Fascinating.
Think about it.
Fascinating.
Yes, it is. That's great hitting. That's great baseball. And hopefully, I don't know, with the pitcher that they have going, the Dodgers are tough with this kid, that Yakahoma or whatever his name is, but he's a good one. So we'll see what happens.
Sid, but you're saying, hey, they could wrap this whole thing up in the next game. Now they're going home. I've actually watched more of the World Series than I thought I would. I didn't see any of the 18 inning game. Did you see that game?
18 innings. I took it till 12:30, and I said, that's it. That's it. You know, because it wasn't going anywhere. You know, they left so many men on base, especially Toronto. Toronto had a chance to win that more than once. So, but great game.
Is there
great
a regular game. Season thing in baseball where the guy starts at second, so they put somebody on second
in
the extra innings?
Not in the playoffs.
Yeah, so they got rid of that for the playoffs. How about that?
Right, they got rid of that in the playoffs, and this old-time baseball the way it should be.
One of the things I thought about was...
just leave it right there.
Said that they stopped selling beer in the seventh inning, and the game goes 18.
Well, I'll tell you what, they made a lot of money that night, buddy.
They stopped selling beer. You had a hangover by the end of the game. All right, well, so we got Toronto. Sid's staying with his deal for the World Series. Vandy on Saturday, Detroit, Houston, Indy, KC. Sid, off topic because we got a couple seconds left. Penn State, Ohio State tomorrow.
Well, I told you once before, if I took Penn State again to punch me in the face, and I don't feel like having you punch me in the face, Bob.
How bad is it going to be tomorrow?
One of your old buddies just walked in here, Ritter Zangardi.
Oh, Ritter, love him.
Ritter.
Him.
People don't know he invented the skyhook at St. Anthony's before Jabbar did. So. He's the original skyhook.
We thought he was Wes Unseld. Yeah. Well, Sid, thanks very much. Sid Hallinan, Weekend Warrior.
Yeah, Bobby. Thank you, Bobby.
He's
Have a
there,
good weekend.
Baby. And make sure you're with us every week. We can't miss this.
Yeah,
this is your time
we'll
slot.
In.
All right.
Well, we're all straightened out now. So.
All right, Sid.
All right, Bob. I'll talk to you.
Have a great weekend. The Weekend Warrior. We'll be back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Oh, baby. Murph says this date, 1965, Fontella Bass had the number one R&B hit with Rescue Me. And the Bulldog pulled up the history, 1938, this date. A radio broadcast of H.G. Wells' The War of the Worlds narrated by the great Orson Welles, allegedly caused a mass panic. Well, they say allegedly because they ran with it. The producers and all of that, they ran with it because they wanted to cause a mad. They wanted attention to their radio broadcast. And it became a good movie. And I think the Tom Cruise version was pretty good, too. By the way, somebody points out Penn State is Saturday, not tomorrow. I forget my days. Yeah, I forget my days. Slick says, Bob, LTS, surprised he didn't pick the Eagles, even though they're on a bye week. And here's a nice one. Bob, I was at the VA in Wilkes-Barre today when a veteran passed away. The call went out for an escort. My nurse stopped everything to pay respects. Great job, Wilkes-Barre VA, from Army Trucker. Thanks, Army Trucker. Happy to know. I mean, obviously not happy that we lost another veteran, but how great is it that they get it at the VA? Because, you know, they're treating all veterans, and they can lose sight of it. And we know that the Veterans Administration lost sight of who they were taking care of. And had to be straightened out and totally reorganized. So that's great to hear. Thanks, Army Trucker. Rich McHale says he loved the interview with the United Way people. I was a weekly donor for 38 years, meaning you let it come out of your paycheck, for the duration of my FedEx career. With the upcoming holiday season, let's also mention other entities like St. Jude, the Shriners, and Tunnel to Towers, my personal favorites. And they are, and they've got, I see their commercials all the time on the cable. Thank you, Rich. Yeah, United Way's, they're great. They really are. And it's important that we remember, because sometimes you're doing well and you forget that others aren't. And because of the wide and diverse number of charities that United Way works with, there's always somebody in need. And that's what they do. So that's great stuff. Hey, a joint statement came from Commissioners Sacco and Chermak. And I got this provided me by Mr. Paul here. This is Lackawanna County Commissioners Brenda Sacco, Chris Chermak have issued the following joint statement regarding the conduct of Commissioner Bill Gaughan, this is the boy king, during the recent Lackawanna County reorganization meeting. They say, in our view, the manner in which the recent reorganization meeting was conducted under Commissioner Gaughan's leadership was vindictive, juvenile, dishonest, and responsible. Well, that describes his reign as county commissioner and city councilman to a T. They continue. The behavior of certain individuals whom he brought into yesterday's meeting and appeared to encourage was disrespectful to both the county and to his fellow commissioners. Well, that's who he is. So why would you expect his supporters to be any different? Commissioner Gaughan permitted members of the public to disregard established rules previously enforced by him regarding public comment, including time limits and the requirement that remarks remain relevant to agenda items. This failure to uphold well-established procedures undermined the integrity of the meeting and reflected poorly on the leadership of the Board of Commissioners. Such conduct by Commissioner Gaughan demonstrates a willingness to bend or ignore established rules for personal gain or political gain rather than to uphold the standards of fairness, consistency, and respect for the institution. This conduct erodes public trust. Yes, it does. He's eroded public trust. Gaughan has done it with his entire reign of error as county commissioner, as the boy king. His running mate, Matt McGoin, couldn't get out of there fast enough. Commissioner Sacco and Chermak reaffirmed their dedication to transparent, respectful, and responsible governance and to working collaboratively in the best interest of the residents of Lackawanna County. Okay. They said it right. By the way, in the front page of the paper, this paper is so disgraceful, You can't make it up. So city traffic plan gets green light. So Mayor Cognetti's $30 million bike paths and stop signs plan. It got approved. And isn't it appropriate that her mouthpiece, the Scranton Times, is a day late in reporting it? I mean, just how bad can a newspaper be? Seriously, how bad can you be? This is literally yesterday's news, which they used to reserve for the Hazleton Standard Speaker. But now they show and are trying to weigh in on the commissioner's race. Senator Flynn committed a committee, contributed $100,000 to Welby's campaign. Okay. Is that a headline? Does that mean something? No, see, they're up for Cappellini because Cappellini, Gaughan, and the newspaper are left-wing lunatics. And so they want a left-wing lunatic in there to match up with their left-wing lunatic, the boy king. And so they're trying to undermine Tom Welby. Now, my guy's Chet Murley. It's like pox on all your houses. You Democrats have been having this fight, making fools of yourself, and doing a huge disservice to the county. We're going to elect Chet Murley. And that's what I hope and pray the people do. And then finally, the Citizen's Voice. The Times leader covered this yesterday. This fat cat campaign mailer. And Sue Henry said she had Brian Thornton, council vice chairman, on. Five Democrats, five Republicans facing each other November 4th. And they this lie-filled, disgraceful attack flyer by the Democrats in the race. And once again, the rags are a day behind. All credit to Michael Buffer. Well-written article. Where were you yesterday, Times leader or Citizen's Voice? Wow. They're that bad, and they're making no complaint. They're not even defending themselves anymore. Wow. I got an automatic text message, but they are pulling out all the stops for these horrible Supreme Court justices in Pennsylvania. We got a text message. This is on the radio station's text line. Oh, Lord. Oh, no, I'm sorry. One of our listeners didn't. They forwarded to me. And they've got a massive text going out for the horrible lunatic, left-wing lunatic, law-breaking Supreme Court justices. And these are the people we are against here. You vote no on Wecht, Donahue, and Daugherty. They're for the privileged. They're for the wealthy. They're for the left-wing lunatics. And they don't care about the law, not one whit. Somebody said, Bob, I want you to go to the Halloween party. I've got two of them to go to now. As a talk radio Zorro with a hat, black cape, black eye mask, and wear a black t-shirt with white letters on it saying, truth, common sense over woke lies. A long plastic sword with a microphone as a handle. The costume's easy to make and serve you and the public well. You know, I might have to pass that off on Cutie. I just might and say, Cutie, let's get this done. Good suggestion. We'll take a break. Bob Canaro, WILK. We'll be back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Our veterans, this hour and every hour, honored by John Basiliga and Basiliga Hospitality. As you head to the weekend, you know you got great places to go, and there's a lot of choices. But if you know you're going to get quality service, the whole package at Basiliga Hospitality. Bar restaurants, the Old Brook Inn, 307 Springbrook Township, the Far Street Tavern, and the Great Trips Park section of West Scranton. The Queen City Tavern, downtown Oliphant. Fine dining, yeah, we got that too. Understated, modern Manhattan, Atera 519. Stegmeyer Mansion, downtown Wilkes-Barre. And tonight, they'll be open. Sergey's, the nightclub. The best in nightlife. Basiliga Hospitality. Andy Simonick. We lost him October 26th. He was just 78. He was from Scott Township. His wife is the former Carlene McGee Simonick. The couple have been married for 37 years. He was born in Bedford, Ohio. He served us as a member of the United States Army Reserves for 6 years before becoming a skilled member of the International Union of Painters and Allied Trades. There he mastered his trade with West Side Painting until he retired at the age of 55. Well, he wasn't done yet, because shortly after he found his true calling as a stonemason, which he was still actively practicing until his passing. He loved life. He loved Lakeland, the high school, the school district, the sports. He loved spending time with his wife, son, daughter-in-law, granddaughters, who promoted him to the title of Papa. Surviving, his son's wife, their daughters, his sisters, and many other family members. Andy Simonick. Our veterans this hour brought to you by John Basiliga and Basiliga Hospitality. Oh, that means the weather. Let's get the weather sheet out here. Storm Tracker 16 forecast from meteorologist Joe Snedeker. Today, cloudy with rain, heavy at times. He's expecting between 1 to 2 inches in the region, high of 57. It's 52 outside the studio as I speak to you. Tonight, clouds with rain tapering off down to 47. Friday, Halloween, cloudy and windy, chance of showers, 50 degrees. Saturday, partly sunny, 53. Sunday, partly sunny, 55. So I guess sort of where we expect things to be. Well, the Pennsylvanians for Human Life, they've got their annual breakfast, which is, I've got to tell you, it's absolutely beautiful, and it's some of the greatest people you will ever be with. And Cindy Cox from Pennsylvanians for Human Life, she is with us. Cindy, welcome back. Tell us about this event Saturday morning. It really is a highlight of the year for so many.
Oh, Bob, we're so excited. This is the first year that I've been involved. This is my fourth breakfast that we have sold so many tickets ahead of time. We're almost reaching capacity. So I'm so blessed and thrilled that so many people are coming and stepping up. It's this Saturday at 9 a.m. at Fiorelli's in Peckville. We definitely still have some tickets available. We would love to see all of your listeners there. We have Bobby Schindler of the Terry Schiavo Life and Hope Network. He's our featured speaker. But this year, we're doing it a little bit differently. We have five different members of the clergy taking each one of our five pillars and doing a brief prayer over them. Since we are supporting life from conception to natural death, we're covering five areas. And we're so honored that we're blessed by all of these different clergymen to come and pray with us. It's going to be a great event.
And it always is. And the sweetest people on the planet will be there. That's the one thing that's certain.
Oh, my gosh. You are not kidding. And a lot of our partners are coming. So, like, Providence Pregnancy Center will be there. Options Women's Center will be there. Keystone Family Alliance. There is Pennsylvania Inclusive. We have some wonderful partners in all different areas of service that are going to be joining us. And we're so thrilled that they'll be there with their materials as well.
How neat.
Yes.
What do you want people to know about Pennsylvania's for Human Life and the Scranton chapter?
So we have been working to defend life for 51 years. We are the oldest chapter in Pennsylvania, and we're so honored to be fighting this fight for all of these years. As I mentioned, we're not only working legislatively, but we're really trying to educate our community, especially our younger students, on what the dignity of life means. We are working with the diocese to get back into the schools. I personally visit with Marywood and the University of Scranton and attend some of their pro-life club meetings. We have some of our doctors. We just did, in fact, there's one tonight. We're doing a presentation tonight with one of the colleges on end-of-life issues. And to work with these kids is so refreshing because they are passionate and they're their future. And we get to walk alongside them and help them understand what this means.
Well, and I tell people, and I've told your group when I've spoken to them years ago, and recently, that saving a life is a big deal. And what you're doing is saving lives. So if you can convince one person, because we're not going to change the law. As long as Governor Shapiro's there, no meaningful breaks will be placed upon abortion in Pennsylvania. It's just what is. No matter how many lies they tell you when they're running for office, nothing will happen as long as he's governor. Now, and that's sad, but... Everyone you can convince to save a life, Providence Pregnancy Center now, the new kid on the block, but a great, great resource. They're showing people that there's another way to go, and we've got help for you there.
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely. With their new maternity home and the work that they're doing there, and not only are they just providing a safe space for the moms with their kids that they already have, which, again, is a unique thing because most pregnancy shelters don't allow you to bring your other kids, but they do. They're also educating them, teaching them skills, bringing speakers in to walk alongside them and give them a new start and a new hope. So it's incredible what they're doing.
Amazing. So Saturday at Fiorelli's, 9 a.m., Pennsylvania's for Human Life, the annual breakfast. It is a beautiful event. Thank you for coming on again to talk to us about it. I appreciate it.
Oh, listen, they can call our office if they want ahead of time tickets, or they can buy them right at the door. Doors open at 8 because we have lots of raffle baskets. We learned that from Jessica Frayne at Providence Pregnancy Center, by the way. So they can call us at 570-343-5099 or go to our website at humanlifepa.org.
Nice. Your friend RW says he'll be there supporting you. So
love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
Good
Thank
stuff.
You so much, Bob. Thanks for all you do for us.
Thank you, City. Thanks for all you do for the unborn. Appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you. God bless.
All right. We'll take a break. Bob Cadaro, WILK. We will return. Marvin Gaye. He released his hit, I Heard It Through the Grapevine. Murph tells us this date, 19-68. Bob Cadaro back with you. Mr. Paul, my executive producer, pointing out that I keep saying tomorrow when I'm referencing Saturday. I don't know how. You know what? I get something in the pea brain, it just keeps coming out. I don't know why, but sorry. The good thing is you guys know the difference between your days, even though I do not. Somebody texts in, as far as the Supreme Court justices go, the ones we're going to all vote no, you just need to remember what they did during COVID and during the 2020 election cycle, just making up the rules as they went. These judges are criminal. They're awful. Absolutely awful. No doubt about it. My man Mark Mayer tells me, he says, a friend who attended the University of Scranton, Richie Flathead Brock. He's only 66. He met his wife Leanne at U of S. He also met many legends at Scanlon's back in the day, including Mike Munchak's fist. And the poor guy's having quadruple bypass surgery today in New Jersey. Prayers to him. Prayers to Flathead Brock. Thanks for pointing that out to us, my man. Appreciate it, Mark Mayer. my man Tommy E checking in. just a joke, and it's an inside. It's going to have to remain an inside joke. One of our great listeners pointing this truth out. Back to the cook from Henry's on, or from Dunmore, who the ICE guys pulled off. Said anybody who misses a hearing gets a warrant for arrest, no matter the charges. Period. So they were exercising a warrant. It's what is. Let's go to Jim from Harding. Jim, how are you?
Pretty good. I got three real quick ones here. One is like this Brandon Sanderson. He had one character in his book that once defined the fool as a person, ignored information because it disagreed with their desired results and all. Mm-hmm. And then the other one is like I heard you talk about what to go dressed up as for Halloween. I got a good costume for you.
I'm sure you do.
You got one of those old beach balls that used to blow up?
Yeah.
Well, you know where to stand. You cut an inch out, tape it in back of your neck, and go up as a blow-up doll.
Well, yeah, but I'm pre-blown up.
Yeah. And then one more thing there. You know, I was listening to Bloomberg on the radio here, and they're saying about how they're getting rid of the cents. The penny, you know, come I give credit to the Democrats because they have no sense.
Thank you, my friend. Always a pleasure.
You'll have a good Halloween, and if I ever see it floating around, just deflate that valve in your neck.
Thank you.
Okay, have a good one.
All right, man. Let's go to Bob Bolas. Bob, how are you? Bob, are you with us?
Yes, sir. I'm hanging in there, brother.
All right, man. What's up?
It's just funny with Gahan going to No King's protest, him and Cappellini, yet the two of them are unhinged because they're acting like they're kings in Lackawanna County.
I know it. Gahan, the boy king, Billy Gahan, yep. He acts on his own. Illegally as a commissioner and then accuses Trump of being a king. It's insane.
Yeah. Well, I took the Pelosi as a Centurion temp on Tim trailer with Harris and Hillary down there to the last one. And I parked right across from their podium when they were speaking. And Cappellini was totally unhinged. I couldn't stop laughing. I mean, this guy needs a straitjacket rather than just coming here as a commissioner. But there's a meeting here in Dunmore today at 2 o'clock on the budget and see what the little boy king wants to play. Remember when he was a in Scranton as the council president, I put his head on the body of a skunk because he skunked us and it's on the trailer. And I was considering taking the trailer down to Troop today. So he could remember who he really is and what he's done to the people.
Well, Bob, I didn't get a chance to take issue with you because you surprised me last week. I don't want you running a writing campaign for mayor. We got to get this mayor out. We can't have votes being diverted.
Unfortunately, what I did is the reason I ran a write-in is that when the Charlie Spano, the writer that they led in the Republican
Party. I know, you told
me
all that. That is, okay. But this, every vote that Gene Barrett doesn't get, for example, is a vote that will save the existing mayor who has been horrendous.
Right, I'm with you, Bob. Nobody knows more about her than I do. And what I've done, I've ran for mayor in the city, and I got screwed on the ballot because the Republican Party allowed the Rhino to take me off the ballot.
I know that, Bob. Bob, I know that, Bob. But don't be promoting your candidate for mayor. I'm against you on this, 100%. You can't. Yeah, we can't be diverting votes that would go against Mayor Many Names and give her a better chance of winning. Can't.
Well, I don't believe that what we got running can beat her, to be very honest with you, even though I want to see her damn gone.
Well, if people don't vote, and I'm a Republican, but if people don't vote for the Republican, the Democrat, Gene Barrett, can win, the independent.
Yeah, he's the last one I want to see sitting in as a mayor.
Yeah, see, and we disagree 100% on that.
You and I know that.
But
you know the people.
But Bob, don't do it. Don't do it. We got to go. But don't give another vote, including your own, to this mayor. And that's what you'll end up doing by running for mayor. Keep up the good fight on all the other fronts, though, my friend. Time for the news. The Bicardo Jewelers watch tells me it's 11:01 and change. Means we're late, but we'll be back.
WILK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.